to the planning commission tonight. It's what is it, January 26th? And so we'll go ahead and get started. We have four commissioners present with three absent. So, and I've asked Commissioner Marzan. My brain went dead to give us an inspirational thought.
This is from William James. Act as if what you do makes a difference because it does.
Thank you. Has everyone had a chance to look at the consent agenda from our meeting 2 weeks ago? Any issues? Look good to me.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor by yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Okay. Public forum. This is an opportunity for the public to talk to us about something that is not on the agenda. If you do want to talk to us, come to the microphone, state your name. Limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Seeing none, we'll move on. We have item 5.1. This is a public hearing, a request by Alani Fula for preliminary plan approval of the Payson Hollow subdivision. This is a four-lot subdivision on Utah County Parcel 8-155-7, and it's located at approximately 300 North and 800 East in the R175 residential zone. And Chris will give us a presentation.
So once again, you pretty much covered 90% of my presentation in the intro, but I'm gonna run you through it anyway. So this is the parcel where the subdivision is proposed to take place. This is 294 North, 800 East. This is what the final plat will look like. However, this is just a request for preliminary plan approval at this point. So yeah, you already pretty much spilled the beans. Four-lot subdivision. It's in the R175 zone, and it meets the parameters of that zone based on the lot layout. The total land area being divided is 1.12 acres. Yeah, lines up with the general plan. Lines up with the underlying zone. If there are any other red lines, we're going to work with the applicant to address those, and we'll bring the final plat to you later on. That's all she wrote. Any questions for me?
Is the applicant here?
They are.
Would any of you like to come up and speak to us before we open the public hearing?
is there any water going to come across with this development here?
No. Other than hooking into existing utilities, everything's got frontage. There's no new roads. So.
Yeah, but they're not signing over any water with this development.
Oh, water shares. I don't know. Have you guys talked to Travis about that yet? Okay. We will figure that out with Travis.
They have to do it as part of the development.
So. Okay. And we'll get that squared away. And that will be part of the final approval.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris? I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I move we open public hearing.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor by yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Public hearing, this opportunity for the public to talk to us. Is there anybody online that would like to talk to us? Or anybody in the audience? Nobody's raising their hand, right? Okay. Motion to close the public hearing.
I move we close public hearing.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, discussion. Commissioners?
The only thing I noticed was that one part of our staff report said it was our decision and another part said we're recommending.
It's not our decision. It's too many lots. It's our recommendation.
Sorry, it is your decision to recommend approval or denial, but it's not your final say.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
I assume so.
Yeah, it's too many lots for us. We're not capable of that many lots.
Yet. Oh, dear. Anyway, I think it looks like a good way to use that land and to do some infill.
Okay.
Curb gutter sidewalk would be nice.
Yes. Yeah, it'll all be good. Drainage.
Yep, no more vacant lot.
All that's good stuff. So,
yep.
Any issues there, Kit? Commissioner Morgan?
Just water.
Just water. As long as they bring water, you're good, huh?
Okay.
All right. I need a motion. Again, our options are to recommend approval with any issues or statements to the city council, to deny or to remand back to staff for further review or study. So,
I move that we recommend approval to city council pending red lines being addressed and the water rights being taken care of.
Okay, so this is for preliminary plan.
For the preliminary plan, yes.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes. No one's opposed. Item 5.2, we're just going to open the public hearing and then continue it to another meeting at some time. So I need a motion to open 5.2 for that zone change.
I move we open public hearing on 5.2 zone change.
Okay.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And now a motion to continue that public hearing to a later date.
I move we continue the public hearing for item 5.2 to a future.
Did you close it? No, I haven't yet. I want to continue it, and so I'm not going to close the public hearing. So I have a motion to continue.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It was. It was. chance for commission and or staff to any reports or training? Oh, no. Chris?
Very brief, Blair.
If there's anybody here or online for the Spring Hollow zone change, just email me at chrisv@payson.org, and I'll keep you in the loop as to when that's coming back to Planning Commission. And that's it.
And Robert has something for us.
I have one brief thing. Generally, we express our appreciation to you by taking you to dinner and your spouse and things like that. Because of everything that's going on in the world right now,
we didn't
want to expose you to that, but we do have a gift card and expression of thank you. So,
thank you very much.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. This is the time for that.
I noticed that there's a job posted for Planner 2. Yes.
Thank you.
Are you interested?
No.
Chris is going to be leaving us for graduate school at the end of April. And so we're trying to get somebody on board before that happens.
How nice.
How nice for Chris, but not for us.
Yes. It's nice for him. I still haven't forgiven him. I think that'll be really good for us to have the opportunity to get somebody here before we are in a situation where we're down a person.
Right.
So
that'll be good.
So tell your friends.
Okay.
We have a position open. Anything else?
That's it. Nothing else, right?
Dickerty.
Blair didn't have anything.
He'd be like, so Kevin, now we got a Planner 2 spot open.
I saw that.
I know. I was like, leaving. Please don't be Jill. I mean, I don't want anyone to leave. But.
Well, I move that we adjourn.
Too expensive for that.
I would second that.
Is anybody opposed? No.
All in favor, yes.
All in favor, yes. Guess what? That's a 9-minute meeting. Kit. Kit was.
Which is impressive because we actually had stuff on the agenda.
And we actually had an agenda that could have taken a little longer, but a 9-minute meeting is not bad. They get a little long-winded sometimes, don't they?
They usually do have a few more items than we do, too. So
you could have just come in your work duds. Well, I came in my work duds. That's